Chapter 104. He must be made, Sam, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick.
Who's to do it, sir?
Apostrophe inquired Sam, with a smile.
You,
apostrophe replied Mr. Pickwick.
Very good, sir.
Apostrophe, with these words Mr. Weller left the room, and immediately afterwards was heard to shut the street door. In 2 hours' time he returned with so much coolness, as if he had been dispatched on the most ordinary message possible, and brought the information that an individual, in every respect answering Mr. Winkle's description, had gone over to Bristol that morning, by the branch coach from the Royal Hotel. Sam, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, grasping his hand, you're a capital fellow, an invaluable fellow. You must follow him, Sam.
Apostrophe, certainly, sir, apostrophe replied Mr. Weller.
The instant you discover him, write to me immediately, Sam, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. If he attempts to run away from you, knock him down, or lock him up.
You have my full authority, Sam.
Apostrophe, I'll be very careful, sir, apostrophe rejoined Sam.
You'll tell him, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, that I am highly excited, highly displeased, and naturally indignant, at the very extraordinary course he has thought proper to pursue.
Apostrophe, I will, sir, apostrophe replied Sam.
You'll tell him, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, that if he does not come back to this very house, with you, he will come back with me, for I will come and fetch him.
Apostrophe, I'll mention that here, sir, apostrophe rejoined Sam.
You think you can find him, Sam?
Apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, looking earnestly in his face.
Oh, I'll find him if he's any here, apostrophe rejoined Sam, with great confidence.
Very well, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick.
Then the sooner you go the better.
Apostrophe, with these instructions, Mr. Pickwick placed a sum of money in the hands of his faithful servitor, and ordered him to start for Bristol immediately, in pursuit of the fugitive. Sam put a few necessaries in a carpet bag, and was ready for starting. He stopped when he had got to the end of the passage, and walking quietly back, thrust his head in at the parlor door.
Sir, apostrophe whispered Sam.
Well, Sam, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick.
I fully understand my instructions, do I, sir?
Apostrophe inquired Sam.
I hope so, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick.
It's regularly understood about the knocking down, is it, sir?
Apostrophe inquired Sam.
Perfectly, apostrophe replied Pickwick.
Thoroughly.
Do what you think necessary.
You have my orders.
Apostrophe, Sam gave a nod of intelligence, and withdrawing his head from the door, set forth on his pilgrimage with a light heart. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.